WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Yeah.
Plus side, it still ends at the same time.
It did end at the same time, but yeah. This is Raw on Twitch. That was Raw on Netflix, and CM Punk is coming on everyone. Anyway, this is Raw Post Show.
I guess since he's on Netflix, he can do that now?
Apparently, he can do that now. This is Raw Post Show. Presented as always by MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card Rocket Sock in the Fort or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop because hashtag epic partner. Raw was full of stuff.
I mean, I will give credit where credit is due, and I will give that applause because that was a monumental occasion, and goddamn if they didn't make it feel like a monumental occasion. That was, I don't know if it was WrestleMania level, but that was PLE worthy for sure. Like, they took the time, they made the effort, they thought a lot of this through. You can tell that there were a lot of plans that went very, very well with this. Like, from the look and the feel to the presentation. Like, they looked at their product and they looked what they had and they tweaked it and they improved it where they felt it needed to be. And I have to applaud everything that they did tonight, from like the new camera angles that we saw tonight with all the drone footage that was cool as shit, all the way down to just like how the show was booked, how the performers did. Like, this had a very big, important feeling because that's what it is. This is history making. This has never happened before, and not only did they make sure that you know it, but it wasn't in an obnoxious way. They made sure to sell it like that. This is a big goddamn deal, and we are pleased as punch that this is happening, and everybody else should be too. And we're here to have fun and have a good time and put on a good show for everybody and really kick this off right. And I have to applaud that.
Salamance. It seemed like a more old-timer and celebrity showcase than anything else. Did they show a lot of celebrities because they were in Los Angeles? Yes. I wouldn't say it was an old-timer thing. There was really one really old-timer, brother.
I mean, they could have left him off the show. We all would have been fine with that. But, like...
he was on the show because... All right, we're going to get him out of the way. And then I'll talk about more positive things. They have come to an agreement with his beer brother, and they're minority owner of the beer brother, and they brought him out to promote the beer and be a legend brother, and no one gave a shit brother. In fact, they shit all over it brother. Guess what, they should. Hold on, before you go, political opinions aside, they tried to bring him out there. It was not a smart idea. Jimmy Hart waving the American flag was even dumber, but they were trying to get people to cheer with using that. The way you use Hulk Hogan from here on out, brother, video packages only, brother.
Yeah, that was kind of a feel the room moment.
They felt it. Because
given location, that was probably not this, and you know, the last few months of Hogan's life, that was not the best decision to bring him out. Like, I respect that they did it because it's like, hey, we have this brand new partnership, but it's also Hogan, right? And Hogan, again, political affiliations aside, is questionable at best, right? Because you still have the whole like racism thing. That everybody's like, yeah, that's still not really cool, but y'all are just going to press on with this, but we're not going to necessarily be okay with this. And like, I understand that from WWE's perspective, it's money, right? They're trying to make money. They're trying to be neutral with this. But that was like the only real snafu, because that was like a feel the room moment, because Hogan kind of stood there while they were booing him, and I don't think he really knew what to do, because I think they were expecting that, like, oh, he was going to come out and everybody was going to pop, and then the room, like, the air just, like, came out of the room, right? Because, like, they had put The Rock on, and he got a massive pop. Like, the building went nuts for him. Taker came out. He got a pop. Like, they were showing all these celebrities and stuff in the crowd. They were getting a pop, right? Hogan walks out. Nothing. Just nothing.
Macaulay Culkin and Topanga got huger pops than Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Brother. So it was kind of one of those things where it was very much a fill the room sort of moment. And we'll see how they probably will not have him out there every week moving forward. But I think it just depends on what the deal really is, which I'm sure we'll talk about it on Thursday. 10 p.m. Eastern right here on MaltalkRadio.com. Ding. In terms of it being a celebrity showcase, I don't mind it because it filled time, right? Like, that was the whole thing. You're in L.A. You've brought a bunch of celebrities in, particularly people that are featured on Netflix. That's the whole point, is you're doing the cross promotion for Netflix, where it's like, hey, we're going to have Tiffany Haddish here. We're going to have Macaulay Culkin here. We're going to have Fluffy here. We're going to have all these different Netflix talents featured on Raw, because this wasn't just being broadcast in the United States. This was being broadcast worldwide. This was live all over the world. So you potentially have your largest audience that has probably ever watched Monday Night Raw watching tonight. And so it's like, yeah, we're going to roll out the celebrities. We're going to roll out the old timers. We're going to roll out the partnerships. We're going to roll out the marketing like you've never seen before, because this is our one shot, because everybody that wants to see this will make it a point to see this. And then after that, they may or may not tune in. So you've got to take your shot. I mean, they could have filled the time with the match that they advertised, which is Ray and a partner versus New Day, but
no.
They could have done that. Hold they on. Can do that next week too.
Hold on. They never said this week for that match. I'm going to just very clearly put that out there. It was never for this week. Listen back to what they said. They said in the future, we're going to have this match. They never said tonight.
I mean, to me, it's kind of like tomato-tomato, because it's like the Ray and a partner versus New Day would be a good match, but it would be filler on this show at best. It wouldn't necessarily get the spotlight that it would deserve. And so I think it's better that it's going to go on another week where it will be more important and it will be potentially higher featured on the card than what was tonight. Because you had Seth versus Punk tonight. You had Roman versus Solo tonight. You had Liv versus Rhea tonight. You had like three blockbuster matches on this show.
Jay versus Drew.
Four. I knew there was another one. Four really huge, big matches that frankly are WrestleMania level in terms of their their booking, right? Like, you had titles in contention, you had chiefdoms in contention, you had all kinds of things on the line. And so it's, in that instance, if it's going to be filler at best, then it doesn't hurt it to go another week without seeing it.
And it's not even next week either. I think it's going to be a couple weeks because they didn't promote it tonight.
No, but they had Ray on the show. He was shown in the crowd. You had the New Day in the background in one of the like box shots.
And they had an interview.
Yeah. Like the point of this was we put Netflix over, we put ourselves over, we put Raw over, and we set our footing for a completely new era. Like that was the point of this, is we're going to feature as many big names as we can on this show while also showing our regular talent and what you're going to get every week. Like my only complaint with it was that we did not get any White Six, but I'll live. Like it won't kill me, but it would have been nice to see them pop up at some point. But again, it would have been lost in the shuffle. It would have been filler. So it's like, it's not the end of the world that they weren't there. It just is worrying that they weren't there because it's, well, does that mean they're not a priority anymore for the company? Or is it just even in these circumstances, it's they get overruled?
Here's why.
But yes, I agree. They need to show up soon.
Here's why they weren't on the show, because this was not Raw. It was titled Raw, but it was not Raw. This is not what you're going to see every week. You're not going to see Dwayne. You're not going to see Cena every week. You're not going to see all the major stars next week when we're live on, they're not live on Netflix, and we're live posts. We're going to talk about the traditional Monday Night Raw. We're going to be talking about traditional things that happened on this show. We're going to have the normal segments from Monday Night Raw. This had a couple, but this was a special. This was WWE on Netflix rather than Raw on Netflix. This was promoting the brand, showcasing enough talent that be like, hey, look at all these people we got. Here are all the people that made us in the past. And here are all the people you can expect to see going forward. This was a mini PLE, mini Saturday Night's Main Event type show. That's why they're doing a press conference after this. They're not doing a press conference next week in San Jose. Cena wouldn't be talking in front of the press. He is doing that right now. That's why it was different. So I can see the negative side because it wasn't what you were expecting. But what they promoted Cena. You got him and you got a direction, which we'll talk about in a second. And they promoted four matches that ultimately delivered what you needed. Everything else was kind of just sort of WWE in a nutshell, including Dwayne, who opened the show. Massive pop. Before I get to that, one, Hunter opened the show after they showed the cold open video, which was really well done, and then showing it on the curtain and then the big reveal and everything. That was awesome.
That was really cool.
But Dwayne came out, massive pop, goosebumps, and didn't really do much other than he acknowledged Cody Rhodes, he acknowledged Roman Reigns, and he just said he'll be watching the Roman Reigns Solo Sikoa match. We also learned Dwayne's going to be on NXT tomorrow. But it seems like what came out of with Dwayne is Russell, unless there's a plan. There was nothing like, I don't know if he's working Mania, brother, type moment.
Yeah, he was, when he came out and he did his little like in-ring speech, it was Dwayne. It was not The Rock. It was Dwayne. And then he rocked it up at the end, but it was very much babyface Rock. It wasn't the final boss. And it's like, huh, okay, that's interesting. And he cut a really good promo. Like, it was fine for him. Although I don't know if he was feeling well, because he sounded a little sick. So I'm kind of wondering if maybe he wasn't at like 100%, and so he just didn't do 100%. I have no idea. But like, he sounded a little bit nasally and his voice was a little scratchy, so maybe he's getting over a cold or like also, a bug or something.
He was also walking around drinking tequila later, so I think he's okay.
Look, tequila is the cure for colds.
Apparently.
And COVID, apparently.
But no, he came out, he kind of put the rest of Cody's story, he kind of put the rest of the Rock, the Roman story for now. We'll talk about what he did after, but his promo just sort of like, I acknowledge Cody, he's carrying the ball, they drank some tequila together later on Instagram, and it doesn't seem like he has a plan to be fully involved in WrestleMania in terms of in-ring. Will he be at WrestleMania? I would assume so. But in-ring, I don't know if we're getting the match. But again, we're 130-something days away from WrestleMania. You have plenty of time to get there.
I mean, you could honestly just... I don't know how you would do it, what you would do with the title, but you could just have Cody look at Dwayne and be like, I appreciate the acknowledgement, but you still owe me a fight, and I want my fight. So what do you say, Mania or not?
I mean, you could, or they're going to go right to Roman and Dwayne. It all depends on Dwayne at this point.
I think it all depends on him, because, like, just to kind of skip into it, like, I was watching the end of the Roman match, and I was honestly waiting for, like, some kind of double cross or some kind of setup, because it's like, this is all way too, like, polite. Like, they're all being really nice to each other, and it's like, I don't know. It's like, it seems like Heyman's on, like, not kind of, you're kind of questioning whose side Heyman is on, right? Because it's Paul Heyman, right? We all question Paul Heyman. But it's like he handed the Ulafala to Dwayne, and it was like, wait, what's going on here? And it like was... nothing happened.
Yeah, that's why I questioned whether things would happen with The Rock. And
so it's so... like maybe they're not doing it.
Maybe they're not. That's kind of the we'll wait and see. But let's get into the match. It was Solo versus Roman for the Ulafala and Tribal Combat.
They tried to kill each other.
They did try to kill each other. There was a lot of interference, even though they said there wouldn't be any interference. They all showed up.
That was kind of my issue with this match and the rematch. But we'll talk about the rematch when we get there. But yeah, they were like, "Oh, there's gonna be no interference, and people are banned from ringside, and you know everything else." And then like all this interference happened. Like I think that's my one qualm with it. It's like, wait, but they weren't supposed to be involved.
I mean, they did say leave them in the back, and then they did. He did leave them in the back. Then they just showed up.
And he just turned up anyway.
They turned up anyway, which is fine. Because it added to the match, it added to what Tribal Combat is, where multiple people show up and fight.
Everybody got involved in this one.
You had Jacob and the Tongan Cut show up, and they got involved. Jimmy and Sammy made the save on that one. Kevin Owens surprisingly came out of the crowd, hit a stunner. Cody chased him away. And then Roman ended up winning the match, getting control of the Ulafala. Dwayne came back out, put it around the neck of Roman Reigns, and he acknowledged. Roman was wearing Kobe Bryant shoes, like not actual Kobe shoes, like the Kobe cut of the shoe, custom made ones. People, sneakerheads on Twitter, figured that one out. Cody saved Roman again. That's gonna be a story down the line. But yeah, I really enjoyed the match. I thought they delivered in what they needed to. Roman matches are kind of this at this point, where lots of interference, lots of craziness, and that's what delivered.
Which that's fine, because at this stage Roman doesn't have anything to really prove, and his matches should be more special events anyway. So whatever happens in them is fine. More or less, unless they're just terrible, which I don't think they ever will be terrible, but he's also not at that stage yet where that could start happening. It all depends on how long he insists on continuing to wrestle, which I don't think he will go into his like 60s. I think he'll retire probably in his 40s or 50s at latest. So I don't think he's ever going to hit that point where like physically he starts to sort of like suffer in the ring. But it is interesting that Cody saved Roman again. But I thought this was good. I thought this was a great opening match. It carried the excitement through from Hunter coming out and the good opening, and then Dwayne coming out, and then, you know, you carry that energy through, and then Dwayne came back out again. And the one thing that was interesting was they made sure to let you know that Dwayne is a high chief.
He posted about it on Twitter or Instagram and Twitter yesterday. And it was in the big picture last year at the Vegas press thing where he put out the tree. It was in there. No one really took notice of it, though.
I think some people did, but it was like, oh, okay, that's neat. That's cool. But they like, so you had the high chief presenting the Ulafala to the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, which was just a nice little touch.
It was.
But they made sure you knew that before he did that.
Yeah, because the other high chiefs are no longer
with us.
With us.
sad. But yeah, this was all really well done. But again, I was kind of like expecting kind of some kind of plot twist or something to happen, and they just didn't do it because they showed Roman and Haman later in the night, and Haman's like talking at Roman, and Roman's not really paying attention, and like, okay, are they up to something? Are they doing something? What's going on? And then they use them to do the introduction for 2K25, which was cool. But yeah, it's like you're waiting for that twist, and it didn't come. So are they luring Cody into a false sense of security? Are they not doing the match? We'll have to wait and see.
Also, he's going to be auctioning off the shoes for a children's hospital, apparently.
Oh, good for him.
So he just said that at the press conference. So we had all that, which was it was well done. It was what it needed to be. Yeah, they also did the 2K25 tease, which was nice. So Roman's back on television on what was it, the 27th? I think that's when he's back on television, at least on Raw. So we'll see what happens there. So that was like the first hour. You had The Rock out there, big entrance. And then for the last time in Los Angeles, unless they're back in LA, his time is now, or the last time is now, it is John Cena. He came out. He was in full jorts. He did his whole thing. It was the last time he'll do that in LA, unless they're back there when he's on the show. And he talked about how special LA was to him. Prototype was born there. He won his first world title there. It's been 25 years. He thanks the fans. He enjoyed all the noise. He talked about all the rumors and speculation of who will face. He listed them all out, including a 17th world title. Cena said he has to be honest with everyone, and he has to be honest with them. He had to be honest with, you know, all of them. He said he doesn't see 17 happening. He said it's okay. He said it's just because of a streak. And he mentioned other streaks like Taker's streak. But it's been 2,446 days since he last won a singles match. He kind of forgot that part because he's won tag matches. But he says he's at peace with it. He said that's why he's doing this. My time is up. Their time is now. But they're going to have fun and have a great year, but the 17th world title will never happen. Cena said he forgot where he was, and in WWE you're supposed to never say never, brother. But it would take a miracle. He said with the streak like he's on, the only way you get to get a title shot is like winning Money in the Bank or Elimination Chamber or win the Royal Rumble. Crazy idea though. Maybe I could win the Rumble. He said it's a lottery ticket that you can't win if you don't play, and if it's his final Rumble and he was originally just gonna go show up and just you can't see me and be done. But the best way he could thank the fans is to win the Royal Rumble, make history at WrestleMania. And if you know anything about him, nothing is impossible. He said the only time they say never is when you say just never give up. He said he's not just going to the Royal Rumble. He's going to win the Royal Rumble. And if you want some, come get some. So Cena's going to the Rumble and wants to win.
Which I think we all kind of knew. Like, he's going to hit all the high points before he goes.
Well, yeah, he said Rumble. He's going to be in everything. But will he win the Royal Rumble? That's a question to be decided.
Okay. Go with me on this. Just go with me on this. Cena doesn't win the Rumble. But they throw Cena in the men's Money in the Bank. They have Cena win the men's Money in the Bank. Cena was, I believe, the first one to cash in the Money in the Bank and lose.
Yeah.
He was the very first one. So you have him win the Money in the Bank again, and it's either you have him lose a second time or you actually have him like make good on what happened and he wins the title that way for the lulz, for those of us that were there and remember it.
I mean, you could do that.
Just because it's like, I feel like you could use the title matches at WrestleMania much better. I don't feel like Cena necessarily needs to be involved in it, even though it would be a huge match. It's his retirement tour. But if you like for the summer, especially, like you have him cash in that night, or you have him like call his shot for like, say, a SummerSlam where he's like, hey, I have the Money in the Bank. I want your title. I'm calling my shot. I challenge you at SummerSlam for your title. Like, you could do that too.
You could.
Because it's like your options on champions for Mania are probably going to be Gunther and Cody. And honestly, I would not like be pissed about either of those matches. Like, I could do with Cody and Cena. Like, I will lower myself to suffer through that. My God, what an inconvenience. I'm kidding. But like, I don't know if Cena wants to face Gunther. I think he values his titties too much. I think Hollywood needs them too much for him to like get them slapped off.
I mean, they could always get him some new ones. It's Hollywood.
They could. You know, the late fake titties are a thing, but you don't have to go through that. You just don't wanna. So, I think you could push it to SummerSlam, and you could do it at SummerSlam if you really wanted to. Like, I know everybody wants Mania, but since I believe he is retiring at Mania.
No, he's not retiring
at 2 years. No, December. It's end of December.
It's the end of December. It's one full year of John Cena. So it's just his last. It's just his last this, last that. You do a Netflix so his official show.
The His last, official Cena last match. Day is the 29th of December.
If he makes it that far, yeah.
Oh, he'll make it that far.
Well, I mean, it could be earlier in December. It doesn't have to be December 29th is more the point.
He promised a year, goddammit. We're going to get a year out of him.
I mean, you're getting almost a year.
I want what I paid for.
I mean, you're going to get as close as you can get with him.
I want what I paid for.
I get that. I understand that. Anyway, also on this show, the Women's World Championship was on the line. Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley. Rhea was a fucking star.
God, she was so over. Like, she's not the face of the brand. The female face of the brand, I just don't even know what to go with on that one, because she got a pop. They were all about her. They were cheering for her. Like, the match between her and Liv was very good. Like I said, my only real complaint about it was I thought that Raquel and Dominic were supposed to stay in the back.
No, I don't think they were. I don't think they ever were.
Or they weren't supposed to be involved. Because no, I remember the promo last week that Rhea said they weren't going to be there.
Yeah, well,
she wouldn't have them.
Or Liv.
So it's like,
I don't know.
So my impression was that they were going to be barred from ringside, and maybe I just misinterpreted that. Because when they were there, I was like, should they be there? And of course, they got involved in the match. It's like, oh god, f off with that. Just like, I'm honestly tired of that. It's like, if you're gonna do it and this is the finale, don't have them be involved. Don't have the cheating. Just have it be straight up one-on-one between the two. And it was very competitive. There was a lot of back and forth. Like, Liv looked really, really good. She put on a really good show for everybody. And gave Rhea a run for her money, because it wasn't just the Rhea walked out, beat up Liv and took her title. It was, no, they had a really good back and forth match. But yeah, that was my only thing with it, was like, it's like, can you leave the interference out of this match for once and just let it go? Like, let them fight. Like, in the end, it was clean. It was a clean finish, but it was like, oh man, not again.
I liked how she stopped her trying to hit up Livian and just stared in her face for a moment.
Yeah.
Before dropping her with two more riptides.
Yeah. She's like, no, we're going to make sure this time I'm doing this thoroughly.
Yeah. So Rhea pins Liv, wins the Women's World title. Dom was like, hey.
I was sitting here watching him do that. And I was like, wait, does he come with the title now? Is he like a benefit? Is that how that works?
She put the belt down, opens her arms, and then kicks him in the balls.
And pump handle slammed him just for good measure, which was really impressive.
The riptide, yeah.
Or the riptide, yeah.
Yeah, dropped him with the riptide.
But it was really impressive.
It was.
She's like, that's good for you, girl. I'm proud of you. That's the energy we all need in 2025.
She gets the flower, she gets the pyro, she gets all the excitement.
She gets the Undertaker.
She's celebrating down the aisle, and then stops. And then the gong hits, followed by American Badass. Undertaker drove his bike around, stopped back up at the entrance, raised the fist together. They acknowledged one another, and there we are.
Undertaker. I mean, if that's not the rub, I don't know what is.
Yep, Undertaker gave the rub to Rhea Ripley. Wish they would have made the Last Man Standing, so it was in a feud. I get, because of Tribal Combat, having Last Man Standing or Last Woman Standing along with Tribal Combat would have been the same match with weapons. And I think
you
didn't need to do the same match twice.
I think you could have made it a cage match and it would have been okay. But in the end, because this is the last match, it was fine.
Yeah, it was clear. They'll move on to hopefully other things.
Please, God.
So American Maid was backstage talking. Bayley was backstage. She was talking to Adam Pearce. American Maid showed up, and he said he's winning singles titles, and he wants to dispel the rumor that he has trouble with luchadors, and told Pearce to find the best luchador he can find to face him next week. And there was a promo package earlier, or promo video earlier on the show, promoting Penta. So next week on Raw, they didn't officially say it, but it's Penta versus Gable.
Oh, pretty good.
That's pretty good. It's a pretty good one. Mm-hmm. We had up next Jey Uso with Travis Scott taking on Drew McIntyre, Michael Cole, and Pat McAfee yeeting on new table. Michael Cole's watch was worried about him, that he whether he fell or not with how worked up he was getting. The entrance was awesome. Friday's entrance was awesome too, with the Usos and Sammy coming through the crowd and everyone just yeeting for about 10 minutes. This was cool.
But was with Travis Scott, and then they like did the fly arounds with the drones while everybody's yeeting. Like that was like next level. That looked like $1 million. It was a really, really sick entrance. Just because it's like Travis Scott walked out and it's like, oh hey, there he is. What's he doing? And then like Jey comes out and it's like, oh, that's what he's doing. Okay, all right. Because they just, there was like a slight delay between Travis and Jey coming out, and I'm not sure if Travis was vaping or not, or was he hitting something else?
He may have been hitting something else.
There was smoke involved.
Yeah, Jey and Drew had a pretty good match. Jey Uso suckered Drew in, got the win. Gonna set Drew McIntyre a little bit on edge, probably there.
Yeah. Drew's not going to be a happy boy. That's all I can say.
Yeah, he had that. Yeah, laments. I wanted to mention this before. By the way, Gable, Fluffy, and Glacius was backstage, and New Day interrupted, and they ran out of time. So we were talking about all the people, celebrities, and crowd. And they show Topanga, right?
Yeah.
No love for Eric Matthews, Corey's brother, just right next to her. No love, it's just Topanga. Will Ryder, not know nothing. But cool.
He knows what he did.
Netflix. No, that's Corey. Corey was the problem with Brent's problem. Eric's the brother.
Oh, that's right. With the homewrecker, that's right.
Yeah, but it was just right there next. Netflix on Twitter though acknowledged both of them, so there was that. There was a cool Gunther package. The black and white with this, the gold for the belt, really well done.
That was good.
We also had Logan Paul in the crowd throughout the night. And
were the people at the beginning in the box where there was like the lady with the belt and some of the other people, were those the Netflix execs?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought. But like when they showed them in the crowd, they didn't like give their names or anything like that. They were just like, oh, hey, it's the Netflix.
Rock said it's the Netflix people. Yeah. Steph was in the crowd.
It was good to see her.
Yeah. And then it was your main event. Seth Rollins, CM Punk.
They did try to kill each other.
Had a hell of a match. CM Punk got the win. CM Punk wore his old Ring of Honor jacket to the ring,
which will, I'm sure, raise some eyebrows. But no, I really enjoyed this match. Like, we all knew it was going to be good. There's no even remote question about that because it's Punk and Rollins. So, of course, it will be a very good match, but like the back and forth and the drama and just the emotion in it was a really well told story. And I think Seth is going to have a little bit of a problem losing to Punker, so we'll see if he comes back for revenge or not.
Yeah. So the man you brought up earlier that they didn't start any big angles. They subtly started some stuff. They set up next week's show, but they'd have to do it. Tonight was not about the big angle. Should you have done it? Yeah, it was the Jack Perry jacket. It was the Ring of Honor jacket. They could have done more as a big angle and surprises, but also this is episode one of many, many episodes, and they're going to slowly roll out people and save bigger surprises and for everything. This was a mini PLE with four big matches. Next week, we get more of what Raw's going to be.
I would argue that they did have surprise returns. Because I think The Rock was announced, but Undertaker wasn't announced. Hogan wasn't announced. All the celebrities obviously weren't announced. But you did have some surprise returns. And if this is like day one, episode zero, you're trying to bring people in then you're going to bring in the names that people are likely to recognize. Hulk Hogan, love him or hate him, is a household name. The Undertaker, whether you love him or hate him, is a household name. Same thing for The Rock. Same thing for John Cena. Like, those are the names that... Yeah, I know what you mean, but let me finish. Like, those are the names that people will recognize. And so when you're trying to bring in new fans, you want to have names on there that people will know and people will recognize, and then they'll stay tuned in potentially for the rest of the show, because they had a lot of their really big names on the show. And then it's like, next week, if people come back, some of those big names will still be there, like Punk and some of the others. But then you can bring in some of your smaller talent that maybe they haven't heard of. If you're throwing a bunch of people out there that they're coming in or they're coming back and you have no idea who they are, people are going to get lost because they're not going to understand what's going on. So you kind of have to handhold it just a little bit, just to sort of guide people that maybe are not as familiar with wrestling or WWE into the product. Like, that's kind of the whole point, is you put enough familiarity there that they'll come back, and then you can start to bring them into the product and start to educate them on the talent and that kind of thing. But like, for this instance, you have to assume that a lot of people watching, or some people, I shouldn't say a lot, some people watching have never seen WWE before, have no idea what it is, no idea what goes on in it. And so you have to kind of sort of like be very careful with that and make sure that it's like they're going to have that, some of that recognition factor, because people know The Rock, people know John Cena, people know Hogan. So it's throw those names out there so they're like, oh, hey, you know, because it's like The Rock, you know, movie star, guy from Fortnite, John Cena, movie star, guy from Fortnite. There's a theme.
Travis Scott, guy from Fortnite that everyone wants back in Fortnite.
For some reason. But yeah, like, you know, with the mixture of celebrities and bigger name wrestlers, it's a nice combo where it's like, okay, all right, this feels familiar, this feels good, it's fun, it's a great atmosphere. And then like next week, when it's more Raw as business as usual, then it's okay, all right, now you can bring out, you know, your talents that people are maybe not as familiar with and educate them. But if you just throw a bunch of people out there and you do a bunch of surprise returns for the sake of doing surprise returns, it doesn't have the same level of impact. Like, you can...
They said this comment came out today. This isn't the old WWE. There's a plan for all the big returns, and they're all coming. They're all going to be there one by one. Your Charlotte, your Alexis, and then some. They're all going to get their moment.
Like, don't forget, the Royal Rumble is coming, y'all. That's when they typically do the surprise returns, or a few of them. But yeah, it's like for the bigger, especially, you know, for the bigger names like your Charlottes, your Alexas, your Beckys, they deserve that moment in the sun. They deserve that moment to shine. And on this show, it's like, yeah, you bring a Becky back, or you bring an Alexa back, or you bring a Charlotte back. And it's like, yeah, wow, this is really cool. Next, versus like the impact of having one of them come back and confront a Rhea Ripley to close Monday Night Raw, and it's holy crap, it's, you know, Becky or Charlotte or Alexa, and she stares down Rhea, right? And it's like, I want that. Let's fight about it.
And you're going to get some of that. It just wasn't tonight. It was a good start. This was a good start on Netflix.
Yeah.
This was a good start of closing out some stories, and you're gonna tell more. You got Sheamus and Ludwig, you got Damian Priest in action next week, you got Chad Gable versus a Penta next week, it's Finn and Drew next, Finn and Damian next week, you got the women's intercontinental title match next week. You got four big matches then, and probably some surprises in between. It was a good start to them redebuting thing. They're introducing an audience. And here's the thing with Netflix. If you're watching it live around the world globally and you see something and you miss it one time, it's on demand on Netflix right away.
Yep.
If you miss it. So if you hear someone returns, you can watch it on there. Twitter was positive. That's a first. There was some negativity, but it was mostly positive, which was good to see. But that's it. We're done. We're back live. Thursday, The Rack, Ramblin' Awards.
That's right. Tune in. We are going to do the Ramblin' Awards, where we give out our best awards, for lack of a better word, our trophies, our invisible trophies to, you know, best matches, best wrestlers, you know, all sorts of topics. So it's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday, CBR Live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday. Russell talk about it. They're going to do predictions this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night. Whenever Raw ends, for the Raw post show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Chat if you have Amazon Prime Link, it's which account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel. By clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen, you can use Carrier Code Rocket Track or
Lin's M Word.
When you buy X-Men and Goku's and whatever else, Spider-Man's and more, the Fortnite item shop, Epic Games Store, because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero.
We'll see you for the Ramblin' Awards on the Rack. And right back here every Monday night, long airwaves, Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.